Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Lauren.
You know what's really creepy?
What?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza's creepy?
Pizza's creepy.
I love pizza.
So,
it's
I know. It is your favorite
food ever.
I think we had to specify.
Favorite thing ever. It's my second favorite thing ever.
I'm assuming your first is Melody, but where am I? Does that mean I'm not?
It's
or
my
Dexter.
Third, fourth.
Me and Dexter.
It's one of my top 10 favorite things ever.
Okay.
I love it. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Good.
It's not my favorite food.
Who doesn't like pizza?
But I like it.
People get heartburn, I guess.
People who get, yeah, but they might still like it. They just get heartburn. First fun fact about pizza. It was actually like the main topic that I pitched for this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
When we were trying to decide what kind of, what are you doing?
You got a fuzz on your head.
Oh no.
It's off.
When we were trying to pitch this podcast idea to Audio Boom. Mm-hmm. Thanks Audio Boom for producing this podcast. When we were pitching the idea, the main thing I kept pitching was like, you know, like everything could be creepy. Even, I don't know, let's say pizza. And they'd be like, oh, okay. So like, how is pizza creepy? And then I don't want to give too much away because we have the topics in this podcast.
Well, what did you say?
I said there was like conspiracies regarding Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, those. Okay. Yep.
And I said that there was an incident about like a conspiracy with rats carrying pizza in the subways. And
like you said, multiple rats.
I had assumed
there's pizza trained rats that go around and steal pizza.
So I had assumed that like, everybody knew those things for some reason. And I remember the producers were like, what? What are you talking about? I had to explain it. And then that's when we were like, oh, we have a good idea here. Like not everybody knows all the weird, creepy stories of things that I know for some reason. So that was literally every day. Like, even if you look at the biography or like the about section of this podcast, I'm pretty sure pizza is one of the topics that we listed in there. Because it's just one of those topics that you're like, I love pizza and it's just a food. How could it possibly be creepy? It's like, oh, we'll tell you.
We will. That's the plan today.
I also love how our last podcast was about fast food and now this podcast is about pizza.
Yeah, we're going to just be a food podcast.
I mean, to be fair, one of the podcasts that did the best recently was the restaurant one. I don't know how the fast food one did yet because it's literally going out tomorrow as we're filming ahead. But you guys seem to like food podcasts as well. Food in the ocean.
Who doesn't like food?
The ocean topic did
really
good.
So we should just, it did good?
Yeah.
So we should do a podcast about food while we're on a boat in the ocean.
Yeah.
And
people love the ocean.
8 billion views.
That's why I think maybe the
listens.
One of our next ones needs to be like, I don't know, the forest. We just need to do all the elements now.
The forest?
People apparently like food on this podcast and
do you guys like the forest?
Nature.
I like the forest. Big fan of it.
I just don't know what to talk about. I mean, we could definitely find creepy stories in the
forest.
I mean,
yeah. We did camping.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the forest.
Yeah, and that one didn't do as good. Camping.
Well, because probably not a lot of people camp. People are afraid to camp because they're afraid of nature.
Yeah, so then would you want to hear about it?
I would. While I'm eating my pizza.
Well, anyway. Yeah. The topic today is pizza, but I thought that was a funny tidbit about the podcast that was like the main topic that I pitched and then just haven't done it. So now we're finally doing it.
We're doing it.
I'm making good on my podcast topic idea.
So what's your favorite kind of pizza?
So I feel like it's changed.
You can be as specific as you'd like.
Yes. I feel like it's changed over the years. I feel like when I was a child,
yes.
I, for some reason, I mean, first of all, regular pizza is always just good.
Let's just clarify. Regular is just cheese because some people call it cheese pizza.
Sorry, cheese pizza.
No, don't be sorry. I'm just saying like where we're from, if you just say I want a large pie or a large regular pie, whatever it may be, or a plain slice, it's just pizza, with crust, cheese.
Crust. Sauce.
Dough, sauce, cheese.
Cheese.
That's it.
And it's just the shredded regular mozzarella.
Yeah, whatever. Well, whatever.
What do you mean? There's all different. Now there's like fresh mozzarella, slabs, dollops. You have to be specific.
Well, that's like a margarita.
Yes, but some people, I don't know. Think it's like a, I don't know. Anyway, that's always been like a mainstay, of course. But when I was a child, if I wanted to get a little crazy, I liked the white pizza, which is funny because now I hate white pizza. I don't hate it, but I wouldn't order it.
I've never ordered white pizza. I've eaten it when it's there was a big amount of pizza available. I'd be like, let me try one of these. And I'd be like, nah.
I used to order pizza. It all the time. I don't know why. And you might, like, thinking now, I think maybe that would be delicious if I had a side of sauce that you could, like, dip in. Because it would basically be, like, cheesy bread and you're dipping it in marinara. But no, when I was a child, and cheese pizza, for anybody who just hasn't had it, because why would you? it's just cheese bread.
For people who have never had pizza?
No, have never had white pizza.
Oh, white pizza.
White pizza is basically dough, mozzarella cheese, and then like ricotta is usually on it.
No sauce.
No sauce. So as a kid, that sounded awesome because I was like, ew, bitch.
Why would you not like, it's just sauce.
Because sometimes they put like herbs and spices.
Oh, God.
And when I was a child, everything to me was spicy.
Still is, apparently.
No. You're just, you've singed your mouth taste buds.
I'm not.
I don't think I have spicy. Even your dad, when we ate Indian food, and I was like, this is like my spice threshold.
It's butter chicken. There's literally no spice.
There is spice. And even your dad said there's spice.
I think what is, my floor has been raised. But I'm not, I can't like, I think if I went on Hot Ones, I would struggle hard once I got to like the second half.
I would struggle after the first.
Yeah. Once I got to like the second half, I feel like I'd struggle hard. Anyway.
Okay, so that was, that was my favorite as a child. And then I started graduating into regular pizza with fried eggplant on top, which is still, what do you mean? Yeah. Which is still my favorite, one of my favorite pizzas to get now is regular pizza, which is, it has to be thin and like very crispy. But we had a place, near our house when I was growing up that made beer. It was like beer battered. Eggplant.
What?
It was delicious.
This I would like.
It was so good.
As long as it's thin.
Yes.
I don't like thick eggplant.
No.
Thin. It's a very.
Yeah, it needs to be thin so that it crisps up.
The texture is very overpowering.
I have never. I'm getting mad just thinking about it, but I've never found a place that has done the eggplant like the place by my childhood home. And it makes me very sad.
Well, we got to make it then.
Step up your game.
Step it up,
pizza places. Beer batter your eggplant.
That's interesting.
It's really good. It's so good. It's probably so bad for you.
You're getting drunk as a kid off beer battered eggplant.
But yeah, that was my favorite from that place. And I still get it now, but it's not as good as that place was, I feel like. Oh, and then we have a place near us. I like I'm going through my trajectory of my pizza years. I feel like yours is going to be boring. Because I know what your favorite is. Okay. Don't say it.
I know. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying. I know what you're going
to
say.
Then when we moved to like our current area, we had a lot of pizza places that had vodka sauce pizza. And then I started getting obsessed with that. So it's basically regular pizza. Oh, no. It's like a margarita pizza.
Yeah.
But instead of tomato sauce, it's vodka sauce. And then there's like fresh mozzarella pieces on top. Oh. A dollop of fresh mozzarella on top. It's so good.
It is very good. It's one of my faves.
Yes. And I'm not talking.
It's a good changeup.
Some people make vodka sauce pasta pizza.
Yeah.
No. Horrible. Don't get it. It's too much bread. The pasta dries out. It's just not a good idea. Just vodka sauce. That's all you need. Just
very
the sauce.
Not it's the a people. Nice changeup.
Yes.
I like it.
And then recently.
Oh, goodness.
My last. But recently I've actually been, which is going to be a controversial take, but I've been liking like Hawaiian pizza.
Ooh,
which has pineapple on it.
I'm aware.
On pizza.
And ham.
And ham. I'm not as big of, one of the best pizzas I ever got that I keep trying to replicate is I think it was from Papa John's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in college. And it was the first time I ever had pineapple on pizza was in college. And it was a Hawaiian, but it was barbecue sauce. It was a pizza. It was good. It was barbecue sauce, chicken, shredded onion, and pineapple. And I'm pretty sure it was Papa John's. And I want...
Sounds like something that Papa would make.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, throw that on there. It's fine. But I tasted it. Oh my God. Yeah. It's a lot of flavors. It's a lot of flavors going on. It doesn't taste... It's pizza, but it's not because it's like barbecue sauce.
I don't... When the pizza has barbecue on it, it's very different. It's still a good food and it's still quote unquote pizza, but I think it's very... Once you replace the sauce with a non-tomato based... Vodka sauce has tomatoes in it.
Yes.
Once you replace the sauce with...
I'll give vodka a pass.
But it needs to have that like tanginess of the tomato sauce.
What about
with the cheese?
Yeah, but what about the buffalo chicken pizza from Rutgers? That replaced the sauce, I thought.
Yeah, it did.
They had a barbecue one too, but I thought their barbecue was a regular slice of pizza with barbecue sauce on top and chicken.
The buffalo chicken.
Is that okay?
Well, I'm just saying
it's still have the tomatoes.
Once it replaces the tomato sauce, then it starts getting like exotic, a different tier of
pizza. It's not a pizza. it's a flatbread.
It's a very different pizza, in my opinion. I have a lot of pizza opinions.
Okay, well, those are all of my, that's my evolution of pizza.
Nice.
But I will always go for a plain cheese.
Yes.
The only one that I won't really go for now is a white slice of pizza, like white pizza.
So I guess I'll do the same evolution like you did. Growing up, my favorite, it was plain pizza. Just regular cheese pizza. You can sprinkle some cheese or some salt, pepper, red pepper, whatever you want to put on it.
No, it doesn't need it.
It doesn't need it, but it helps. It adds to it. When you have like a good New Jersey pizzeria, a nice greasy, the grease is just dripping off. And you know, I never blotted it, but sometimes they're like, you make the alligator, you fold it up.
Yeah.
And you let the...
The only thing I would add is... the garlic powder. That's the only, like where they have the garlic powder out. That's the only thing I would add.
All right, fine. I thought you were talking about our garlic.
I hope every transition of yours is that it's still cheese pizza. Like you're just like,
it
as
has,
a child,
no,
it was cheese pizza. As a teenager,
it has it was changed. It has changed.
Okay.
Slightly. It's still, I will say cheese pizza is definitely top three, maybe top two. In my opinion, the best way to judge a pizza place's pizza quality and how good their pizza is by eating a plain pizza.
Oh, of course.
And I love plain pizza. If I was like, if I was on like what, death row or whatever, like in prison, my last meal would be just a plain pizza with like maybe, I don't know, chicken wings and two big pitchers of beer. Keep it real simple. But just plain pizza.
I don't want to go into it. Yeah, because you still got to go through your things, but we should list off our favorite pizza. Because there's some pizza slices that are just ingrained in my memory.
Yeah, so
like the beer batter eggplant.
Yeah, that's a good one. like when we used to go to like Pizza Hut, they had like the very like fluffy, thick pizza, just plain. Oh, it's just so good. I'm imagining eating it in my mouth right now.
Whose idea was it to do this podcast right before
lunch? It's good. They're going to be nice and hungry and not eat pizza. Eat healthy food.
I was gonna say the sad thing is we're not even gonna be eating pizza after talking.
No, we don't. Yeah, we should order it anyway. So plain pizza. I liked all the like pepperoni was good. Salt like sausage, meatballs, meat lovers, chicken. Like when we were in high school, me and my friends would always do like the 5-5-5 deal from Domino's.
Yeah,
you get like three medium pizzas, $5 each. And we'd get all the chicken with onion, bacon, everything. I like it all. I was waiting to say this, but the best, I'll reiterate this point later, but the best thing about pizza, what makes pizza, in my opinion, the best food is that you can put anything on it, anything. And you're going to hear some crazy stuff later. Including pineapples, which I think it's just like people are arguing about.
I think it's like people think it's like a funny quirk thing to argue about anything on the internet. It's like a joke now.
That is what makes pizza the best food, is that you can put anything on it and it will be good or edible or I don't know. It works most of the time.
Yeah.
So then in college, I went to Rutgers and they had really good pizza places down there.
Oh, it's so good.
And the best thing they had was buffalo chicken pizza, And it, just the way they would make it, like the swirl, the sauce, and like the cream.
That's the only buffalo chicken pizza that I've ever liked.
I think it was blue cheese or ranch on it. I thought it was blue cheese. There's definitely a white sauce.
They also had the barbecue chicken one that had ranch on it.
Yeah. So they was one of each. It was the buffalo sauce, with blue cheese, and chicken. And like they would make it like, it was like swirled. So like every pizza, every piece, every slice had just like a nice
pattern.
Not so much like a pattern, but like a good amount of each, everything on it. It was so good. It was like incredible tasting. So that was my favorite for a while. One of the first times Lauren hung out, I think we've talked about this before, but she like went to sleep and me and my friend Justin went out and got pizza.
Yeah, that.
At like 1 or 2 in the morning. And I brought her a slice or two.
That back. Was the first time I ever had it. It was for breakfast.
Yeah, it was delicious. Oh, good. Pizza, cool. I think one of my favorite things to eat in the world is cold pizza for breakfast or just in general. I think cold pizza is very underrated. You don't need to heat it up. Just eat cold pizza, especially plain pizza. Cold leftover plain pizza, it's like a whole different experience. It's so good. I love it. Don't heat it up. Well,
I think you're on the, it's not my favorite. It's okay. But I would much rather eat it hot.
Yes.
And crisp.
I wouldn't much rather eat it. Or also, I would rather.
It gets like spongy and like soft
when
it's cold.
Whatever. I will say one of the best ways to heat up a piece of pizza is to put it in the microwave for a little bit, like 20 seconds, let's say, just a little bit. And then you put it on a pan over the stove and you put the top over it. So the bottom gets nice and like crusty again and hot, and then the cheese will melt. So if you're ever reheating pizza.
Actually, my new favorite way is through the air fryer.
Yes, air fryer is also very good.
Crisps up.
A little too crispy for me. Like it. I like a melty cheese, not a crispy cheese.
I like crispy.
So that was my college days. And then I would say now one of my favorite pizzas that I really enjoy eating now is bacon pizza.
Yeah, I was going to say, I forgot you.
Chopped up bacon pizza. Oh, it's so good. I don't know. It's just like, I've had bacon pizza like throughout my life, but I had it recently and I'm like, wow, this is just hitting the spot. Just the fat and the flavor of the bacon mixing with the cheese and the grease.
That's the only like meat pizza. Sorry, red meat pizza. That's the only red meat pizza that I would like.
I've never had anchovies on pizza. I know that's a thing.
Yeah, I've never
had. I'd like to try that.
Would you?
I think I've eaten anchovies.
There's also clam pizza, which is popular in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's funny because I just said how like anything goes on pizza. But when you hear something weird, you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I'd try it.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
I love it.
It's sweet, savory. I don't know why. A Hawaiian
pizza is incredible. Pineapple and ham.
Also, another grilled pineapple favorite of mine is in the summer when we put it on the grill and then we make teriyaki chicken and we make teriyaki chicken pineapple sliders. That was thanks to my sister making it one time. And I thought it was the most delicious, like simplest thing.
This is not a pizza topic.
Yeah, but it's pineapple.
Cut it out, Blair. Edit this part out. Just kidding. So yeah, that's my pizza evolution. I love it. I have fond memories of like going to this one pizzeria by my house when I was a kid with my dad, like maybe after playing baseball or something, or I don't know, just going and picking it up and smelling it and seeing it. I always loved the little like table that they'd put on the pizza in the middle so that the box didn't collapse onto it.
Is that what that's for?
Pretty sure.
I never knew.
Pretty sure.
I was like, yep.
I love that little thing.
The pizza table.
It's the pizza table. I'm pretty sure that's what it's for. So the box, because sometimes, especially if you put stuff on top of the box.
It makes sense because then this cheese would stick to the top.
And I also heard somewhere that like putting pizza in the pizza box is actually one of the worst things because it like absorbs. I forget exactly why, but I forget. I don't know what some fancy schmancy video I was watching about pizza and they were like, it's actually one of the worst things you can do. And it's like, well, then why the hell's everyone doing it? But
it's one of those things. It's like, well, we've always done it.
Yeah.
Why would we change it?
It works. It's fine. There's a chain around here. They do like a coal fired pizza, which is very good. It's like a little chain restaurant. I enjoy that. I just enjoy all the different. We had great pizza places in the city. Oh my God. Remember that one that was by our apartment? It was like fancier pizza.
That was right coal fire too.
Yeah. Oh man. man, it's just so good.
You just like coal fire pizza.
I just love all pizza.
I was going to say, what's your least favorite pizza?
Least favorite? Probably eggplant.
What? Really?
I'm not a big eggplant person.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Unless it's well done. Unless like the eggplant is thin and crispy, it's fine. I just think the eggplant is too, like the texture of it takes away from, and when it gets together, it just.
So good.
It's not my favorite.
It needs to be fried. It needs to be thin.
Fresh fried eggplant, but like leftover. It doesn't work.
You know what my least favorite pizza is? I've complained about it before.
Meat Lovers or whatever.
Supreme.
So like a bunch of meat on it?
Yes, but it also usually has
peppers. Yeah. I will say
it's too much.
I don't like
not necessary.
I don't like when a pizza has more than two toppings.
Yes, when it's too much. That's why I don't like Meat Lovers because there's too many things. I don't like Supreme. There's too many things.
You lose the flavor of a pizza.
It's like eating a salad.
It's like when you get a burger with too many toppings on it.
Yes, I also
you lose the flavor.
I also
of the
hate
meat.
Burgers with too much meat because you need a good ratio of the bread to meat
ratio.
To condiment.
I'd rather have too much meat than other stuff.
I disagree.
One of my favorite combos is chicken and onions. I like that. It's a good combo. Onions actually goes really good with a lot of stuff. A lot of meat. It's a good, nice, crisp kind of adds to the flavor profile of the pizza. You can even just do onions on itself. Bacon and onions is a good one.
Oh, I got a good question. Well, I know one of our favorite pizza places was like the top ranked one in New York City.
Yeah.
Was it top?
Yeah. Was it? Why can't I think of the name of it?
It wasn't Pizza Suprema, was it?
I think
it is
Pizza Suprema.
It might be Pizza Suprema. It's right outside of Madison Square Garden. So if you go into the city ever and you're in Penn Station or Madison Square, like.
Yeah. NY Pizza Suprema, Suprema. Wow, look at that. It has 5,968 reviews on Google, 4.6 stars. It got voted. This one guy, he went around and like reviewed every single pizza place in like Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens. And that was his number one.
Yeah, I think that.
And the prices skyrocketed.
Yeah, they're very expensive now. I mean, the slice you get is huge, but still.
I feel like before.
What is it, like $4 for a slice?
That's like a cheap slice.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, it depends.
Even when we were there like 10 years ago, I remember.
I thought it was like $3.
Because we would get, when we'd have like pizza at work sometimes, we would get it from there because it was so good. But like pies were like $20, $25, maybe a little more. Never. And I feel like now it's probably like $50. I remember like after the review, they put their prices up and I remember we had to like, can we order this? Is it okay? Because it's like 45
it's
maybe.
Over our limit.
It was just a lot more, but yeah, Pizza Suprema in New York City. It's right by Madison Square
Garden. It's
literally
right when you walk out of Penn Station.
It's on like, what?
On 8th Avenue.
It's on 8th, yeah.
That's what it just said.
8th Avenue. It's so good. And it's
top
it's
pick
expensive.
Of us, that Two Brothers Pizza.
Yeah, it's expensive. Go get one or two slices. Get a plain and like the pepperoni is really good. They do like the small little pepperonis.
There was one that I got. It had like honey on it.
Yeah,
like they do some crazy
hot honey.
Ones. Yeah. They do some crazy ones, but they're worth it. Like, yeah, get one regular. If you're really hungry, get because they're big slices. Get one regular and one like
and then
unique one.
Oh. Another great place if you're ever at the Jersey Shore is called Sawmill Pizza if it's still there. I think so. Sawmill Pizza.
Only has 20 reviews.
it might not be the one.
Is it gone?
The Sawmill.
Oh, there you go.
It's called The Sawmill. And it's huge. They have huge slices. Very good. It's called The Sawmill.
Nice.
On the Jersey Shore.
I've never been.
Gotta go.
Well, I've been to the Jersey Shore, but I've never been there.
Yeah.
And then my final question, final question. It's hard because there's so many different types of pizza. Like,
yes.
There's good, high quality pizza, which is like Pizza Suprema and places like that, and some like mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
Then there's like
the chains.
The chains, like Domino's, Papa
John's.
And
which some places,
that's
why
Hut.
So many people like love a chain is because they.
It's consistent.
Well, they consist, but that's all they have, or like the local pizza place isn't that good, or.
What's your favorite chain? And then there's a third tier. Of pizza.
Favorite chain?
I think mine's. I don't like chain pizza places in general. Like,
I mean, I'm going to go with Domino's because probably that's the thing I ate the most.
I'd say Papa John's.
Yeah, Papa John's.
In college, we devoured
Papa John's.
So Papa John's comes with like that butter sauce.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Talk about like the worst thing you could probably dip your pizza into.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's also, so in college, I learned about that, the garlic butter sauce. And I also learned in college to dip your pizza in ranch, a regular slice of pizza. Holy crap. That is still one of my favorite things to do. I try not to do it as much now that I'm older and trying to like watch my weight. But if you're in college or you have a fast metabolism and can eat whatever you want, just like dip the hell out of your pizza and ranch.
For me, it was Frank's Red Hot. That's what I was doing a lot of on my pizza in college. That's what got me into my
Papa John's. We literally like saved. We like saved those butter garlic things, and then like.
Well, didn't we like make our own pizzas too before?
Yeah, they
on their website.
I don't think that was Papa John's. I thought that was Domino's or Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're all
about the same.
They're all similar. They all have like different types. I mean, I remember like Pizza Hut had like the fluffy, thicker pizza.
And the cheese filled crust.
Yeah,
crust, I think was
they have all different gimmicky.
Domino's had a lot of like. You could get the cheesy breadsticks.
Yeah, we used to, like I said, in like high school when we were.
I don't remember the last time.
Me and all my friends would hang out. We'd get like the 5-5-5 deal.
Yeah, I don't know the last time we've ordered a chain because we have so many good regular pizza places here.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time.
Well, the last tier is frozen pizza.
Oh, frozen pizza.
My favorite's either Amy's.
I'm going to say Amy's. That one we got from Shark Tank, I wasn't a big fan of.
I liked.
It was way too thin. It didn't reheat well.
From Shark Tank, there's this guy that like flash freezes New York City pizza.
It's not.
I liked it.
The same. And like the basil doesn't last well on it because it's frozen. I just don't think it reheats that, well.
I will also say California Pizza Kitchen frozen pizzas are also delicious.
That's the one of the things I like, the barbecue chicken.
Oh yeah, that one is barbecue. That's more of a flatbread it tastes like.
Yeah.
Not a pizza. That one's good.
Elio's like old school.
Oh, I forgot about Elio's.
Elio's pizza. You eat that when I was a kid a lot.
Pizza bagels.
Pizza bagels, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time, and pizza on the bagel. You can eat pizza anytime.
Pizza pockets.
Pizza pockets. Pizza bites. The bites, those little things.
Isn't that the same as the pocket?
Is it?
Yeah. Pizza bites, pizza pocket.
Oh, yeah. Pizza pockets. I think you're right. I was thinking like, No. Those are like Hot Pockets.
No, they're little.
Pizza bites. Where are they?
Those are
Tostino's
bagels.
Pizza rolls. That's something. Pizza rolls. Okay. Tostino's pizza rolls. Yeah. My one friend who used to live on my street used to have them all the time. We'd eat them.
I didn't like those.
I like them.
I don't like them. Pizza bagel, sure. Pizza rolls, no.
Yeah, I said to Lauren now that I've been doing a little bit more of the like
research
and notes for the podcast. I like feel like I'm doing like a book report each week. It's kind of fun.
It's fun.
It's become a lot easier now that I've utilized our good friend ChatGPT.
Yeah, but do you want to tell them what ChatGPT told you this past time? That it wasn't going to help you anymore?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. So I went to go ask, like, can you tell me?
They watch our podcast.
Yeah, I said to ChatGPT, I'm like, what are some creepy or scary pizza stories? And I've been doing that for the past couple of weeks. Like, tell me creepy stories on fast food. And it was fine. And it was like, as an AI, blah, 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 I try not to do scary or creepy. I'm like, what the hell is this BS? Who, of all the things to filter, this is what you're going to filter?
I bet you it's because people were like, AI's scary, don't use it. And now they're trying to like.
But I did find like scary. Different ways of asking it questions. I will say, so I don't really have any creepy stories because everything I would find was just delivery. And we did that. With fast foods.
We did that with the delivery.
With the delivery.
We've literally just been talking about different food.
So I didn't want to go into that again. So
what's next, sushi?
I don't really have any creepy or scary stories.
Well, no, we have the weird conspiracy stuff.
I have but it's kind of short and whatever. Well, we'll see.
I know a lot about it. I could add.
But I mostly have I have the history. I got some facts. I got some stories. I got some nutrition facts to scare you and have. Great a pizza is for you. I got some weird stories and then the top 10 or 10, sorry, 10 of the weirdest pizza toppings around the world.
You better start going. We're already halfway.
We're
going
to fly through. Don't worry about it.
We're going to fly through.
It's fun. So we're going to start with the history of pizza.
Okay.
Which I didn't really know. I had some assumptions, but let's begin. The history of pizza. Thanks to ChatGPT. Again, I didn't fact check any of this, so.
I like how this has changed. I used to do the history lessons.
Now I'm doing it. So the ancient origins, the concept of flatbreads topped with various ingredients dates back to ancient civilizations such as the Greeks, Egyptians, and Romans. These flatbreads were often topped with herbs, cheese, and other toppings.
I do like flatbreads. Would you count a flatbread as a pizza? It's the same thing. It's bread with a sauce usually and then toppings.
Jeez. I guess it's fine. I'm not gonna debate it. And now we have pizza margherita, which is the more modern pizza that we know. Originated in Naples, Italy in the 18th century. Pizza margherita, named after Queen Margherita of Savoy, was created in 1889 by Pizzaioli. I guess that means like a pizza person, maybe. Raffaele Esposito. I just butchered that so well. Hope you enjoy that. The pizza features tomato sauce, mozzarella cheese, and basil, and was designed to represent the colors of the Italian flag.
Oh, I did not know that.
Immigration to America in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Italian immigrants brought pizza to the United States. Let me just take a sip of water so you're not hearing clickety-clackety in my mouth.
What a cliffhanger.
The first pizzeria in the United States, Lombardi's, opened in New York City in 1905.
Ah, is that why New York City is known for their pizza?
We're going to get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
The popularity in America, pizza became increasingly popular in America following World War II, and by the late 1960s, it had become one of the country's most popular foods. The rise of pizza chains like Pizza Hut and Domino's further cemented pizza in American culture. Today, pizza is enjoyed all over the world, with countless variations in style pizza available in different countries and regions. It has become a global phenomenon, loved by people from all walks of life.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met. I feel like if I met somebody that was like, I don't like pizza.
I think anyone that lives in like a modern civilization has probably eaten pizza and most likely likes it.
And I would give a pass, obviously, to people who are like gluten-free or lactose intolerant, and that's why they can't like pizza.
But even like we've had that, like the cauliflower pizza. Oh, it's good.
Crust pizza is actually
good. I'm not going to pick it over a regular pizza, but if I couldn't eat it, I couldn't eat gluten, I would eat that, no problem. All right, here's some fun pizza facts for you.
Okay.
The first pizzeria in the United States was opened in 1905 in New York. I already went over that. The world's largest pizza was made in 2012 in Rome, Italy. The pizza was over 131 feet in diameter and weighed over 51,000 pounds.
Damn.
I don't know if that's been beaten because that was in 2012, but that's what ChatGPT told me. The average American eats 46 slices of pizza per year. I definitely eat more than that. What is that, 46 slices?
Yeah.
46 divided by 12 is 3.8 pies. Yeah, I definitely eat more than that.
3.8 slices per.
No, I was talking about pies.
Oh.
So 12 slices
by month.
No.
So that would mean like you were eating almost 4 slices a month.
Yeah, definitely.
Or more.
There's, I mean, there's
in a 2 month span.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's probably closer. Yeah. I'm probably close to that. Let's go with 55. Anyway, the Hawaiian pizza, which is topped with ham and pineapple, was invented in Canada in 1962.
I feel like I've heard that before.
In Japan, it's common to put mayonnaise and corn on pizza.
I have seen that. Wait, in where?
Japan.
I was going to say, in England, they also, you don't remember that when we ordered pizza at Yami's place?
Oh, it came with mayo?
No, it didn't come with mayo. It came with corn. A lot of their pizza had corn options. We don't have any here. Like at our pizza place, I haven't seen any corn options.
Yeah.
It's good though. I ordered it when we were there.
In the Middle Ages, pizzas were sweet, not savory. They were usually topped with fruit, honey, and spices.
Yep.
The world's most expensive pizza cost over $12,000 and topped with lobster, caviar, and 24-karat gold flakes.
Ridiculous.
Pizza delivery drivers receive more speeding tickets than any other type of delivery driver. The word pizza was first documented in 997 AD in Gaeta, Italy.
Damn.
Well, there's some pizza facts for you.
Wow.
Then I asked ChatGPT, why does New York City consider to have the best pizza?
Gotcha.
And this is what it told me, which is some of it I had knew / assumed. Number one is the water quality. The high quality of water in New York City is often cited as a key factor in making great pizza dough. The city's tap water is relatively low in minerals and has a balanced pH level, which makes it ideal for creating a chewy, crispy pizza crust.
That's also probably,
I think that's
why
the biggest factor.
Bagels are also good there.
Yes, I think that's the biggest factor. And also these as well. Traditional techniques. Many of the pizzerias in New York City have been around for decades, and they often use traditional pizza making techniques that have been passed down through generations of Italian immigrants. Next thing they have here is high quality ingredients. New York has access to some of the freshest and highest quality ingredients, including fresh mozzarella, San Marzano tomatoes, and high quality olive oil. That's what helps create the distinctive and delicious pizza flavor. Ah. And then this one, which I hadn't considered, but makes a lot of sense, is the competition. With so many pizzerias in New York City, there's a high level of competition, which motivates pizzerias to constantly improve their recipes and techniques in order to stand out. So yeah, that's what ChatGPT told me about why New York City is considered.
Makes sense.
And I agree with it. I think, I have never... I've definitely had... When we were in Ireland, we had really good pizza, right? Didn't we?
No.
Remember in... that one place. We went to... in Galway. And we went to a little pizza place. And it was like... I mean, I'm not saying it was like better, but...
It was good.
It was very good. Because I'm pretty sure the guy was from... like learned in New Brooklyn or was from New York or something like that. I remember like eating and be like, wow, this is actually like very good pizza.
I forgot about that. Yeah, because
I'll never forget a good pizza. I'll tell you that.
Because we weren't there that long. That town that long.
I liked Galway.
But I do remember now.
Galway was cool. This is your rat lady pizza story I looked into.
Yeah.
/ asked ChatGPT about.
Ah.
So if you've seen it, there's a video of a rat carrying a piece of pizza.
Yeah,
down the stairs in the subway that was captured by somebody.
It was popular, like, I think when we were working.
It was like 2014, 15.
Yeah, it was a while ago, but it went like viral because somebody caught.
Maybe even earlier.
Yeah, somebody caught, like, it was
pizza
a
rat.
Full slice of pizza.
Yeah, this rat was carrying.
Was carrying up the staircase of the subway, and somebody like posted it being like, New York City, like as a joke, and it went viral.
Yeah. So the origins of the pizza rat video are not entirely clear, but Zardulu, an artist and self-described gif maker who specializes in creating viral videos, has been linked to the video. Look this person up. They're creepy.
They're creepy.
However, Zardulu has neither confirmed nor denied involvement in the creation of the pizza rat. In a 2015 interview with Gothamist, Zardulu discussed her work with her philosophy of creating viral videos that are both entertaining and thought-provoking. She has created several other viral videos, including the one featuring a rat dragging a slice of pizza down the stairs. You said up, and I'm pretty sure it was down.
Sorry.
Then the subway station, but she has not confirmed whether she was involved in the creation of the pizza rat video specifically. It's worth noting that the video was filmed by a man named Matt Little, who happened to capture the footage on his phone while waiting for a train in New York. While Zardulu may have played a role in the video's spread and popularity, it's unclear whether she had any involvement. So I did read some other articles, and it was like she kind of was taking credit for it, but there was no like proof or anything. So
gotcha. Because what I had heard was that she had some like rat pets that she had trained.
Oh, yeah.
And that, so that wasn't
I
like.
I didn't see that.
Oh, well, the articles I had read was that. The theory was like that wasn't just a random New York City rat, that it was one of her like trained rats that she had trained to like drag pizza around. So it was like a pet rat, not a random New York City rat. And she did that to try and like create a viral video, which is weird.
That's crazy.
Though that like somebody else, I guess like maybe she wanted somebody else to film it so it looked authentic and not that she did it.
Yeah, that's kind of what they were saying. And then there was other thing I read that like she was hiring people to like film it or something. I don't know.
So I just don't understand.
It was like there was
so much
no,
time and effort.
There was no like real definitive proof that I could find.
Gotcha.
So that was the
so weird.
ChatGPT summary.
Ah.
And then utilizing our favorite AI again, I asked about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy, which if you don't know, there was a video that Shane Dawson put out. I'm pretty sure he's the one who like-
Yeah, he's the one that blew it up
that
recently.
That Chuck E. Cheese recycled their pizza. Because if you look at a pie-
It is really weird.
A lot of the slices didn't line up. So it looked like they were kind of like piecing pizza pies
so like,
together.
Yeah. If you Google it, you'll find lots of images, but it's like the crust didn't line up. Like some of the pizza was like sticking out and didn't look like it was a perfect circle. And then like the pepperoni slices were the weirdest because the pepperoni would be like cut, but then on the other side, like the pepperoni would be like in a different. So it just looked like it didn't match up. It didn't look like a pizza that was made from like one whole pizza.
So this
like
is
multiple slices.
This like is the summary of that conspiracy. There is no evidence to suggest that Chuck E. Cheese recycles pizza slices. In fact, the company stated that they do not reuse or recycle pizza slices at any of their locations, which is, I don't know. I know, didn't Shane get like cease and desist or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From them. I mean, to be fair, there was, I thought they did investigate it further and they showed how that could happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. Like that makes sense because of the cutting tool they have to use. And like,
yeah,
I don't think that they,
I think that they could just, pizza slices. Not so much recycle pizza, but like if someone orders a half a pot, I don't know, like, I don't think they're taking pizza that people don't eat and reusing.
Yeah,
it.
That was the conspiracy though.
That I don't think they're
money,
doing.
But that wouldn't make, like how expensive.
I just think maybe sometimes like they have half a pie and they add it to another half that like, I don't know. So like we said, the theory is based on the viral video showing pizzas with misshapen slices that appeared to have been cut from different pizzas. However, Chuck E. Cheese responded to the conspiracy theory by stating that the misshapen pizzas were a result of the company's policy of making each pizza fresh to order, which can sometimes result in unevenly cut slices, which I
That's
don't
weird, though,
because
I feel like most pizza places make pizza fresh to order. If you order a pie, they have to make it fresh because, I don't know.
But it was mostly just them saying that they don't do it. But I think there's a little something at play there. Something ain't right there. If you look into it more and you look at some of the pictures,
it's weird. It is weird.
Some stuff doesn't really match up that well.
I wonder if they've stopped. Like, I wonder if they're more conscious of making sure their pizzas look legit now.
I'm sure they probably had a little staff meeting with everybody.
But like, stop making the pizzas look weird.
Stop. Get up our pizza. Anyway, we already discussed this, but I wanted to bring it up that I asked ChatGPT, does pineapple belong in pizza?
So this is a computer generated response.
Sourcing the internet. And I actually like what it said, so that's why I wanted to talk about it. So, whether or not pineapple belongs on pizza is a matter of personal taste and preference. Some people enjoy the sweet and tangy flavor of pineapple as a topping in their pizza, while others prefer the pizza without any fruit toppings.
When it says it's a fruit topping, that makes it kind of gross sounding.
But it's the sweet and savory tangy.
I know,
it's,
I like it.
I know.
I just describing it as a fruit.
So, we already said the Hawaiian pizza, which typically features ham or Canadian bacon and pineapple, is a popular pizza variety. It's been around since the 1960s, where it was invented in Canada. Actually, there was a whole article on it, and I was skimming through. It was pretty interesting. And then they actually were trying to scientifically break down why some people like pineapple on their pizza and why others don't, and how it just some people's like taste buds and flavor profile, it does that, like that What's combo that? Of flavors doesn't
It must
work
be
for
like
them.
The cilantro thing.
Yeah.
You know, some people taste it. It's like so, like I do hate
I like
cilantro.
It.
I don't hate it, but like it's not my favorite. But yeah. You love it. Like I feel like it. People either love it or.
Oh. Love cilantro, but I like it. I will eat it with food. The ending here is what I liked and what I wanted to further point out. The beauty of pizza is that it can be customized to suit individual taste and preferences. So whether or not pineapple belongs on pizza is up to the individual pizza lover to decide. So stop harassing people online or in person about what they eat on their pizza. Anything can go on pizza. And that's why, like I've said, pizza is the best food. Because you can put anything on it and it's good and it works. And yes, even pineapple. Hawaiian pizza's great. Thank you. Do you want to know the nutrition facts of a pizza?
Do I? I mean, I'm sure I've looked. I think I've looked it up when I was logging.
It's not as terrible. Now, obviously, it can vary depending on like the size, the thickness, the recipe, the cheese, blah 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 blah. So this is just kind of like a average down
slice of pizza.
So for one slice of pizza, of a 14-inch pizza, approximately 200 to 300 calories, 7 to 12 grams. Of fat, 3 to 6 grams of saturated fat, 15 to 20 milligrams of cholesterol, 300 to 600 milligrams of sodium, 25 to 35 grams of total carbs. That's a lot, right?
That's less than I thought.
Less than you thought?
I thought it was going to be in the 40s.
Okay. Well, it's close on the upper end. Like again, close. Depends on the type. 1 to 2 grams of sugar, which I feel like is less than I would assume.
Yeah, me too. Because I thought there was a decent amount in the sauce.
And then 7 to 10 grams of protein. Which is a lot more than it's
yeah,
the cheese.
More than I would
the
cheese. Too.
So there's a famous young jiu-jitsu guy, Mikey Musumeci, and he'll work out like crazy all day, and then he goes home and makes himself pizza, and he puts like a lot of cheese. Like it's all, he makes it all by himself, fresh made pizza. And he's, that's all he eats. He's like pizza, crazy. I think maybe two pies, and he makes it like very hefty. And then he has like a gallon of, God, what's that stuff called? Acai.
A gallon?
Like a pretty sure.
God.
A pint? No, a pint? Maybe a pint.
I hope so.
I think a pint.
A gallon is like a milk jug.
Yeah,
like
no, it's not a gallon. A pint. Because he said like a pint of ice cream okay. size worth. Of,
yes, pint.
Okay. But yeah.
Thank God. But I was like,
what
Jesus.
Got me on that was like the protein. So he's able to get all that. And that works for him. One meal a day and just eats like crazy. Gets like 5,000, like a lot. It's a lot of calories. Alrighty, are you ready for some pizza stories?
Yeah.
Some of these are a little weird, but not really creepy.
So are these the topping, the weird toppings?
These are not the weird toppings. Oh, these okay. are some are toppings.
Some are.
So I'm going to go in descending order of okay. years. I got like a nice uh-huh. yearly breakdown of things here. So in 2019, a pizzeria in Minnesota created pizza that was topped with pickles and mustard instead of tomato sauce. That pizza was called the pickle pie. It quickly became popular on social media.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe take a bite. I don't think I'd like it.
Remember, wasn't there the cheeseburger pizza you saw and they had pickles on it? You were like,
oh, yeah.
Is that that one? It was, we've talked about so many foods. I've lost track.
In 2018.
But pickle mustard?
Sorry. Yeah. Pickle and mustard is just.
No. No.
Does not sound appetizing. I would try it. I would definitely take a bite. And if I liked it, I would eat it. But I don't have high hopes for it. In 2018, a pizzeria in New York City called Industry Kitchen introduced a $2,000 pizza. The pizza was made with edible gold flakes, truffles, foie gras, and imported French cheese.
I would try it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of places will do that with like the...
Well, it's like for publicity.
The gold flakes, carrots. Yeah, well, they'll like, make like the $100 burger and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, the wing, the gold...
Gold wings,
sauce
yeah.
wings.
Yeah.
Eh. It's just...
It's gimmicky.
Yeah.
The other stuff sent, like the foie gras, and the yeah. cheese, truffles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that amount of money? No, I probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't pay $2,000 for a pizza pie.
But if somebody offered me a slice, I would try it.
Yeah. In 2017, a pizza chain in New Zealand created a pizza that was topped with lamb brains, ugh. Red onions, and chili flakes. The pizza was called The Brainstorm and was only available for a little limited time. That'd be a tough sell.
New Zealand.
That'd be a tough one. In 2017, a pizza chain in Japan created pizza with Kit Kat candy bar stuffed into the crust. The pizza was called the Kit Kat Chocolatory Triple Bake Pizza. Only available for a little
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but was it a regular pizza or was it like a dessert pizza?
I don't know.
Because if it was a dessert pizza, that would be good.
I don't think it was a dessert because it was just baked into the crust. So,
oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's what it said?
Yeah.
Stuffed into the crust.
Interesting.
2016, a pizzeria in New York City created pizza that was topped with fresh slices of rainbow bagels. The pizza was called the Rainbow Bagel Pizza.
Wow.
Very original.
Innovative.
Yeah. 2015, the pizza delivery driver in Oregon saved the life of a regular customer by noticing that she had not placed an order in several days. He called 911 and it was discovered the customer had fallen and was unable to get up. I did hear about that story. Did you ever hear
so
about
what
that
did
before?
They order pizza every day?
I guess it was just like a regular customer that ordered a lot and they noticed it and they're like,
that's crazy.
Some
customer service.
Hey, I mean, if you become friendly with the person, you're used to them ordering every couple days and you're like, this person hasn't ordered a while. I hope they're okay. Then you probably just, you know.
Order pizza a lot from the same person. It could save your life.
It's funny. There's two stories about people in Florida and Florida they're the
man.
Same. It's so funny.
And they're the same.
When I was reading them, I was like, wait, are these different? And they are, apparently. In 2015, a man of Florida was arrested for calling 911 to complain about the quality of pizza. The man claimed the pizza he received was not up to his standard and demanded that the police investigate.
Oh my God.
I know like people have done that before, like call 911
for
other.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, chicken nuggets.
Because they were out of chicken nuggets. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's a very Florida man thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe the guy was on drugs. Like, I feel like a rational person would never do that.
Yeah, well, in Florida, I think the degree of rationality is very, very wide.
Depending where you are, yeah.
Yeah. In 2014, a pizza chain in the UK created a pizza that featured crust made entirely out of cheeseburgers, which we discussed. Yeah. Last one. I just liked the name of it, so I want to talk about it. Okay. The pizza was called the Meteor. And combined over 1,000 calories per slice. Oh my God,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Damn.
In 2010, a pizzeria in California created a pizza that was topped with octopus, squid, and shrimp. The pizza was called the Seafood Delight and was aimed at an adventurous eater. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know about that one.
No, thanks. That's too much. Too many things.
We'll just do the one more. We'll do the other Florida man one.
Okay.
In 2008, a man in Florida was arrested for calling 911 to report that his pizza was missing toppings. The man claimed that he had ordered...
if it was the same man.
Man claimed that he had ordered a pizza with extra cheese and pepperoni, but the pizza he received did not have enough toppings.
Definitely, that would be great if it was the same guy. They were like...
Definitely a good time to bring in
that. They were like, Chet, this is Chet.
One more just because it's kind of cool. In 1991, the first pizza was delivered to outer space. The pizza was ordered by the crew of the space shuttle Atlantis and was delivered to them by the chain Pizza Hut.
Interesting.
I'd like to look more into that because...
How did they do that?
Did Pizza Hut have its own like rocket ship? All right. In India. Okay, so I got this from thetravel.com. It was published in August of 2019. 10 of the weirdest pizza toppings around the world. Number 10 from India. The tandoori chicken pizza. Tandoori, and did you know that tandoori chicken gets its name typically because it's cooked in a special clay oven called a tandoor? India, tandoori chicken isn't just a meal on its own. It's also a very popular pizza topping.
Interesting.
Number 9, in the Netherlands, shawarma pizza. Shawarma is a Middle Eastern dish that is made by putting thinly sliced meat into a cone shape and cooking it down, slowly turning it on a rotisserie. In the Netherlands, shawarma pizza is a super popular topping. It can be made with a variety of different types of meats and chicken. And shawarma pizza is a particularly popular recipe around the internet.
Interesting.
This is an interesting one. I think I would like to try it. In the UK, they have the full English breakfast pizza. If you don't know what a full English breakfast
it's
is,
so good.
It's a dish that contains bacon, eggs, tomatoes, mushrooms, toast, sausage, black pudding, and baked beans.
I miss it.
And apparently, it's a traditional breakfast meal, but it's also a popular topping.
You've liked breakfast pizza before. You've had.
Trying to remember.
The last one I remember you having was at... what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
The place in Clifton. The, like, tapas place. They have that pizza for brunch. When we went for, like, lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
Egg on top.
Yeah, I like egg on pizza.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know what else was on it, but I know there was egg.
How about a squid pizza from Japan? Yeah. You can... it's very popular. They have squid on your pizza. In Australia... Oh, this one is... This one kind of shocked me. I didn't know people even did this. Kangaroo pizza.
Eat kangaroo.
In Australia, eating kangaroo meat isn't uncommon. Oh. Kangaroo meat is served up at quite a few different restaurants around Australia, but kangaroo pizza is one of the most interesting ways
like
to try.
So aren't they like super muscular?
Okay, I guess.
Like, I don't know. I haven't had kangaroo.
So in Russia, they have the Mokba pizza. Mokba. It was named after the capital of Russia, Moscow. I guess it's called in Russian. It's Mokba. But the pizza topping comes with sardines, tuna, mackerel, and salmon.
Why?
It's also topped with onions and other garnishes.
Typically
and
served, yeah.
It's served cold. Ugh. Which I like cold pizza, but I don't think I'd want it with sardines, tuna, mackerel, and salmon.
And cold.
Cold. That's what I'm saying.
It's just getting worse the more they do it.
How about this, Lauren? In Sweden, they have banana curry pizza. Ugh. Pizza's covered with ham, curry powder, cheese, and bananas. No. I think I'd give that one a shot.
Would you?
In the United Arab Emirates, they have cone crust pizza. Their pizza crust is twisted up into the shape of a cone, covered in Parmesan cheese, and then filled with different ingredients. Some recipes fill the cone with cream cheese, and others fill it with chicken strips and honey mustard. That one sounds kind of good.
It sounds good. I wouldn't categorize it as pizza. It wouldn't be like the same.
Yeah.
How do you eat it?
I don't know.
How do you eat it?
In Brazil, they have green pea pizza. Green peas aren't just a side dish. They are also a popular topping in Brazil. There are a lot of recipes around the internet for healthier pizzas that feature green peas as topping.
I would like that.
I feel like that wouldn't really have that strong of a flavor.
Yeah. I don't feel one way or the other about that.
Like, and the number one weird pizza topping is in Germany. Ugh. Canned tuna pizza. Ugh. Yeah, that's... this is a weird one that in Germany, it's a very popular topping.
Wait, so it's just regular pizza, but with tuna on top?
Canned tuna on pizza is a popular topping. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. I don't recall ever seeing that or hearing about that in my limited travel there. But
why tuna?
I don't know.
Do Germans like canned tuna?
I guess so.
You've been there.
We didn't discuss their love of canned tuna. It never came up.
I thought you were going to say there was like schnitzel or something.
I would have thought it would have been more that. I have to ask my mom about that. But yeah,
we didn't even talk about the other famous type of pizza. Chicago deep dish.
Ah, pizza. I did not get into it. Because I've never really had it.
We've never had it, but every time I see it, it's not...
It
doesn't look appetizing.
It looks like a pie.
Yeah.
A tomato pie. Like a literal pie. It doesn't look like pizza. And yes. I get it. It is. And some of it does look very good.
You know what else I learned is that I think... Isn't... When you say you want a pie, isn't that an East Coast thing? Like nobody...
Pizza pie.
Because I remember there was like a comedian that once said he like went to college... I think from the West Coast to the East Coast, and people were like, yeah, you want to order a pie? And like the whole time he thought
they were getting
like a dessert.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing this.
And he was like, oh, like that and pop. I don't think pop's an East Coast thing. I don't think that's a West Coast thing.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Or a Southern thing.
It's like just like an old thing, an old school thing.
No, I think they still say it. It's like some people still say it.
It feels like a Southern thing. Get some pop.
Want some pop.
Get some pop and some pie.
Some pop and pie.
Some pizza pie pop with some tuna on top. Mm-hmm.
I guess do people just not, they just say like, do you want to order pizza?
I guess. Deep dish pizza is essentially pizza pie.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's a pie.
It's a pie.
Like a pie. They took it literally.
And then we call regular margarita style pizza a pie as well, which is weird. Or then there's Sicilian.
But why is it called a pizza pie?
Because it's in the...
Is it because it's circular?
Because like it's circular and you kind of cut it, I guess, like a pie.
Like a pie?
Yeah. I learned the other day on the internet how to properly...
On the internet.
How to properly cut and store cake, actually.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like you're not supposed to make slices? Are you supposed to make like squares?
No. You cut it. Instead of going down, you cut it from the side. So don't cut down on the cake. And then...
How do you cut it from the side? You just, the cake's high.
You get a big knife and you go in.
Oh, you go like this.
From the outside in.
I gotcha.
No, not like...
I thought
like,
you were meaning
no.
Like stab it from the side. And then
from the sides, from the outer to the inner, not top to bottom.
Okay.
Gotcha. Out to in.
You could practice for Melody's birthday.
Sure. And then I learned, did you see that? This is the thing that like how to store it. You put the cake on the lid of like a Tupperware jar and you take the Tupperware and you put it over it and you just close it and then you just put it in upside down. Oh. You don't take the thing and put it into like the container. You put the slice of cake or pie or pizza pie or
onto the lid.
Or deep dish pizza on the lid of the Tupperware
Where did
container.
You learn this?
Just on the internet.
Internet.
And then you take the cover or the container and you put it over it and then you just close it like that and you store it with the lid on the bottom. And
yeah, that's kind of like a cake.
I hate when you see those like life hacks, hack things and you're like, oh God, why is that how we've been supposed to be doing this?
I don't think it's how you're supposed to be doing it. I think it's like people figured out an easier way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like there's some things they show and I'm like, that's not how you're supposed to do it. You just found a better way to do it.
Do you judge people who eat pizza with a knife and fork?
No, because I used to do that.
What? I judge them. Get out.
I used to do that.
I don't care. I've done it before.
I still do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends. I got to be in the mood.
Yeah.
I got to be, if I'm not on.
If it's like a messy pizza, especially.
Yes. If it's a big pizza.
Or
if it's like floppy.
Yeah, floppy.
Yeah, it depends how big it is.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
I know that's like another
My mom used thing. To do it, so I probably got it from her because she does she always cut her pizza?
Do you eat your crust as you're eating your pizza or do you save it for the
end?
No,
I save it for the end. Like the
same.
It's like the dessert.
Some it depends.
Some people eat it while they're eating their pizza?
Some people eat crust first.
Ugh, how? You start losing
your grip.
Your grip.
Your handle. It's a handle.
It's a handle.
Essentially a handle.
I'm trying to think if I used to like, did you used to like the cheese stuffed crust?
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, it was okay, but like I felt like I was getting gypped by, I thought I was getting gypped out of extra crust. Because they took the center out. Sometimes I don't, yeah.
It's Lauren just wants her bread breaded. No other things on it. No cheese, just bread. Give me the bread.
If you come with me to a pizza place and you cut your crust off, it would be really weird.
Cut your crust
Somebody
off?
Somebody just cuts it off.
Throw it away?
If you eat up to the crust and then you just put it down, I will eat the crust. Don't throw it away.
Are you not eating your crust?
I will cut off the bit.
It's definitely something I would eat. You've said to me. And vice versa.
Well, it's like if I cut crust off something for Melody, I eat it.
That's always, I never understood why people, so many people are particular with like the bread, like that people don't eat the end slices. So I love the end slices.
Yeah, and I don't the mind crust. The end slices. As toast, it's pretty good.
Silly people. They're so silly. What other, you know, any other thoughts on pizza? And it's
pop. I oddly don't want
societal
pizza. I don't want as, I thought at the end of this, I was going to really want pizza.
I'm craving it.
I'm not.
I think
I'm just full, but.
I just have this flate, like, I'm just picturing like a regular plain slice. And you know, like sometimes how like there's like a lot, like on the bottom of the pizza, there's like a, I don't know, like what it is, like dough or like salt. I don't know. I'm just like picturing a very specific type of pizza right now.
I'm picturing just as
crispy.
As a child, I just like. I had the weirdest food. I mean, I still do. I had the weirdest food wants as a child. And I feel like Melody might be the same because she already like likes things that a kid usually will not like. I don't know if that'll change, but I'm just picturing like if we're ordering pizza as kids, they're like, all right, does anybody want any special toppings? And me being like, I want eggplant.
I'm like, what? They don't have that here.
Like, who invited Warren?
No. I'm not getting eggplant.
Like everybody else is like plain.
Plain pepperoni. Meatball. Sausage. Eggplant. Pineapple. I would like eggplant, please.
Eggplant.
Beer battered.
Can you ask them if they can do a beer battered?
I brought some beer just in case.
Somebody's mom's just like, who the hell invited this kid?
I'll eat all the crust too. Actually, all I want is crust.
And anybody, don't throw out your crust. Lauren, what?
You're the crust dumpster.
Oh, God. I just don't understand. It's just, it's bread. Why
what's
would you
the
not
most
eat bread?
Amount? What's the most slices of pizza you've ever eaten? Have you ever eaten a whole pie? Large pie, regular.
A large pie? No.
Regular.
Or even a medium. The only pizza I've eaten the whole thing of is probably like a personal when I was really hungry.
Yeah, that's
and not even now I can't finish a personal.
I don't think I've ever eaten a whole large pie. I've definitely come close. I feel like I could very much do that if I wanted to.
I can't. I think the amount I usually have is like two slices.
I'm a three to five slice.
Well, because usually I have two slices and something else.
Yeah.
I'll have like a...
If I'm just eating pizza, if pizza's like my only meal, 3 to 5 slices.
Damn.
Probably 4 to 5.
Mine would be 2 to 3 if I'm like really hungry. And that's even saying a lot.
Like a personal pie, probably, if that was just all I was eating, wouldn't be enough to fill my fat ass.
Oh my God. Getting silly at the end of this podcast.
It's pizza time.
You know, I was just thinking about that. You know what else was the weird thing that I would order that nobody else would order? We would get when I,
God, what?
Not with pizza that's going on topic, but just while I have the train of thought, when I went to what's it called? Private school when I was younger, I think once a month we would order Subway. It was like the fun thing that you could allow your kids to buy. And every month I
tuna
would
salad?
Be the only one that ordered a tuna. Everybody else got
tuna salad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say, well, joke's on you. And people would be like, ew, that's gross. Well, joke's on you because you know what's in Subway meat. I mean, the tuna's not
I'm
pretty sure they investigated it. But yeah, I would always get the tuna. Always the weird kid.
And you were definitely a weird food eater.
I always thought about it. I was like, maybe I could get turkey like all the other kids, but I wouldn't like it as much. I was my own person.
Good.
I'm still like that. I don't care. If everybody else is eating something, and you know you're not going to really enjoy that, and you have the option of getting something you would really enjoy, why would you eat what everybody else is eating just to like fit in?
Depends on the situation.
The dumbest thing.
Depends on the situation.
What do you mean?
If you were with a bunch of people.
If somebody was coming around to take your order.
Okay.
Each person was ordering what they wanted.
Okay.
Why would you order the same thing as everybody else if you didn't really want it?
Oh, well, I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like if somebody brought a pizza and I was like, hey, you know what? Can I actually get, can you order me a new pizza
with beer eggplant, battered eggplant? Beer battered eggplant and a tuna salad.
That's different. So no, I will be like, okay, I will eat whatever you have gotten us. But if everybody's ordering, like I had the option to order whatever sandwich I wanted.
Okay. Pizza,
why would I not order what I want?
No, I get it. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Even if it's the weird thing.
That's fine.
Even in high school, I would get, there was like the tuna option. I would always get it. Nobody else. I don't know why. It's not tuna. An egg, pure battered eggplant. And people don't understand me.
That's interesting.
Those are probably the two weird things that I used to get.
You know what is the best non-edible pizza?
Non-edible pizza? I don't even know.
The pizza that they used to have in like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and other old cartoons. The like cheese would like be dripping and like, yeah. Oh my God.
I don't
God.
Think any pizza does that.
I know, but like the way they portrayed it in the cartoons back then, early night in the 90s. So good.
Oh, a final thought to wrap up. How do you feel about calzones? I went through a calzone phase when I was younger where I thought that calzone was better. Yeah.
Low-cal calzone.
It's so much. It's unnecessary.
I like them.
No.
I mean.
No.
Well, it's a huge Hot Pocket.
With only cheese and then you dip it in sauce.
No, you can put whatever you want in it.
Yeah, but there's no sauce in it.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. Yeah, you just closed your laptop. It's always like you could get like a meat or a veggie in it, but you always get it's cheese. There's no sauce in it because it would ruin the pastry because of the acidity in the liquid.
You are correct.
Yeah, I know because I used to order that. That was my other weird thing.
Interesting.
They serve sauce on the side because if you baked sauce into a pastry, I know my pastries, it would soggy up the pastry. So all you do
is soggy up.
It's mainly, it's usually just cheese in a pocket, and then you dip it in the sauce. But you can also get like chicken in it or pepperoni or meatballs.
Just another way of eating pizza.
That's like a pizza pocket. But yeah. I remember for a while, but it had mozzarella in it, but it also has like ricotta in it, I think. There's like two types of cheeses.
I like them. I don't really get them a lot.
Now that I'm older,
I'd rather have pizza.
I think they're unnecessary and they're like way worse for you than a slice of pizza.
You're funny.
What?
Because like you love bread. It's mostly
bread. I know, and you would think, but it's just too much.
You're very interesting none like, of my, limits on things.
None of my food makes sense. None of my food concepts.
You are
make
very
sense.
Particular with your food.
Yes.
And I am the opposite.
Yes.
I mean, I like what I like, but when it comes to, I mean, I'll eat food.
It's funny.
However, whenever.
I don't think I'm
cold, hot,
I don't
warm.
Think, I don't think I'm picky.
Particular.
I'm particular.
Particular. Particular.
I'm not picky. I will eat most things or try most things. I'm not like, ooh, I can't eat that or ooh, this can't touch this. It's particular.
Yes, you're very particular.
And if I have the opportunity to make
did you ever blot the grease in your pizza with napkins?
Yes.
Yeah, I've definitely done it, but I don't like that.
Or
what I like to do.
Or I would just like
you let it
cup it
come
and
out.
Let it
you let it come out and then
drip out.
Dip it back in.
Ugh,
yeah,
no.
Or the crust.
No.
Why? You're going to eat it anyway.
No, I don't want. Why would you choose to eat grease? I wanted less grease.
Because it's good.
It's bad for you.
It greases your bones. Get some nice and lubricated.
I think we've become delirious.
This is the perfect time to keep going. Any other closing arguments?
Try beer battered eggplant pizza.
Pineapple pizza is good. Don't hate. If you don't like it, just shut up and eat your beer battered eggplant pizza. And I know we didn't have too many creepy pizza stories today. But like I said,
we've been falling off the creepy most, grade, I feel like.
Eh.
Gotta go back. What was last week? Fast food? Yeah, we didn't have any super creepy stories about
that. It's hard to find A lot of them, like when I look at them, a lot of it when it comes to food is just delivery.
Like, I found something gross in my
food. It's either people finding, I'm sure there's plenty of gross things people have found in their pizza.
The next thing
we'll do the next one on death. Death is creepy.
Death. Okay.
How's that one? Is that creepy enough?
Sure.
Murderers
are creepy.
Yeah. I hope you all like pizza. You should eat it.
Yeah. I hope some of you were enjoying pizza while you ate this podcast.
That would be great.
While you ate this podcast.
While you were eating this podcast, I hope you were listening to pizza.
We're not legally liable for if you ate this podcast.
It's a pizza podcast. All right. Well done.
And remember.
Everything. Even pizza. Even though we didn't talk about that much creepy stuff.
The Chuck E. Cheese supposedly takes pizza that people have half eaten, put it in a pizza to serve to new people.
Is creepy.
That's creepy.
It's creepy.
There's rats in subways running around with pizza.
You're creepy.
Somebody trained them to do that.
Lauren's creepy. Lauren's pizza's creepy.
Oh yeah, my weird eating aesthetic is creepy and all the toppings that are on.
Goodbye.
You're creepy.
I am creepy.